Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
One might say that the life of those living in the 1700s in Germany was harsh, even cruel. Many of the babies died before the age of five. Generally speaking, one did what one had to do to survive. Consequently, true love didn't often enter into the picture when couples considered marriage. The first time, one married for economic considerations. The second time, a man would look for a good housekeeper and mother for his children. This was not the case, however, for Johann Sebastian Bach. He met Maria Barbara Bach at a boarding house where he was staying during his first job as an organist for a church in Arnstadt. The attraction was immediate. Barbara was a second cousin and a Bach, obviously musically gifted, and both were orphans. Their relationship was a friendship for about 5 years, Johann wanting to be certain he could support Barbara before they were married. In his first job at Arnstadt, he was to be organist and choir director. He did not like directing the choir while he loved playing the organ. So the first conflict with his employers began. There were complaints that his organ playing was too flowery and his arpeggios too long. On the other hand, his choir boys were wild and unruly, not particularly musically inclined. The pattern had begun. In each of the many jobs Sebastian was to undertake, there was always conflict with his employers.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.